Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Why? Why?
'Cause a Santa Claus is coming to town.
A two, three, four.
Well, he's making a list, checking it twice.
Sounds like he's not too thrilled about Santa coming to town, or he was awfully drunk.
He did sound kind of drunk, didn't he? Well, he's just 12 more days. Hey, is Hanukkah over yet, or we got one more day?
Tonight was the last night.
Oh.
What did you do?
I went to my sister's to see her, and came home with a really good bottle of scotch, so I fulfilled my need to wash the smell of bacon out of my brain by having some scotch tonight. So I'm ready to do the show. Bacon won't bother me now.
Well, I saw your post for the scotch, so I don't know anything about scotch other than every time I drink it, it tastes like gasoline. What is special about the scotch that you got that I saw posted on Facebook?
Well, first, it's 21 years old. It was distilled in 1993.
Wow.
So it's actually more than 21 years old, but it was bottled. I guess it was bottled when it was 21 years old. And it's extremely smooth. But you know what? You're not sophisticated enough for me to explain scotch. Scotch, good scotch is like sitting and enjoying a glass of cognac. So, I mean, if it's not peppermint schnapps, you won't understand it. So,
Laurie, do you like scotch? You don't like scotch, do you?
No, I don't drink it, but I've gone to tastings, and I actually appreciate scotch, certain types. But, no, it's not something I'm going to drink, no.
I mean,
if I can change the subject one second. I kept trying to call, and I kept getting disconnected.
You kept going on and coming on and going off, going on and coming off. But we've got you, so if you disappear, just call in again.
Exactly. I'm just giving you the heads up. For some reason, I was in it, went boop, 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 and cut me off. And then I was in again, boop, boop, and it just kept coming. What the heck is going on?
I saw you. Oh, by the way, I don't want to forget, too, Donna French Wild is her birthday today, so happy birthday, Donna.
Yes, happy
birthday. Wonderful friend.
Yeah, I sent her some Prosecco, and you had to go put your damn bacon on top of it and ruin it all.
Did I?
You know, come on, make your own post. Don't shove your bacon on someone else's.
Speaking of bacon, if you notice, that's what our show is supposed to be about, is bacon. By the way, I don't know, did I say anything about Green Ideas Radio? This is Green Ideas Radio, and welcome to the show. That's Laurie.
Is it really?
That's Ryan. I don't remember if I introduced yourself, and I'm Grill. And speaking of bacon, I got thinking about that this morning. I was trying to come up with something really earth-shattering when it comes to the title for the show. I mean, come on, we've been doing this for 5 years. I got to come up with something new every week. But bacon is the magic ingredient. No matter what you wrap it in, no matter what you put it with, it makes it better. I made a deer roast in the crock pot. What was that, Monday of this week? And I wrapped it in bacon. Cauliflower with bacon. Of course, my famous cauliflower wrapped in bacon. So bacon, even though Brian is sick of bacon, bacon is like the quintessential. It is. It's the ingredient of all ingredients. Brian, do you disagree?
I'm sorry. I'm going to disagree because bacon takes over everything.
No, I would rather
taste the main ingredient in a dish rather than just. So
no,
there's my
wrong.
2 cents worth.
You are wrong.
I love bacon, but I am not going to obsess over bacon.
Laurie, when you had the deer roast, did you taste bacon?
No, I didn't.
Okay, Laurie, when you had the crock pot outing where I had broccoli, cauliflower, onions,
I tasted
and
bacon.
Peppers, did you taste bacon?
Only if I put it on my plate.
Well, I tasted bacon.
I didn't taste it when I had broccoli or the cauliflower.
All right, well, okay, when I
paid for that bacon for a week afterwards.
No, you're full of crap. Bacon is the quintessential, it's a seasoning. Why do you think it over? This is what I want to talk to you about tonight. Why do you think it overpowers?
Okay, seasoning. You're not supposed to taste the seasonings. Bacon
takes
over everything.
No.
Seasonings are supposed to blend in.
All right, I'll give you an example. Laurie, the other day when I made dirty rice and I put in the, what do you call that seasoning? Oh, crap.
Cumin?
I forgot the name.
Cumin?
Yeah, cumin. When I put in cumin, what do you taste when you ate the dirty rice?
it all blends together. There's all different flavors. I can taste the cumin. I can taste the beans. I can taste the rice. I can taste the different flavor. I didn't taste bacon, if that's what you're saying.
Okay,
well,
you didn't taste bacon.
Cumin,
that's right.
Cumin is another very strong flavor that you can't use too much of because it will take something over.
No.
So,
Laurie,
you're wrong.
Laurie, when we have
okay, I'm going to hang up now because if you're going to talk about bacon the whole show, you don't need to have a conversation with me.
By the way, the actual title of the show tonight is Everything Goes Better with Bacon. Laurie, when you had crab cakes this summer and I added bacon, could you taste the bacon?
La, 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 la.
I tasted the crab. But no, he's
See?
Right about the cumin, and I agree. Cumin, I mean, I love it. I love that flavor of it. And yes, it can be very strong, but you do it just the right amount of different ingredients where it doesn't overpower it. But cumin can be strong if you overpower. But
Amen.
It wasn't overpowered. It was delicious.
But everything doesn't go with bacon.
No, it does.
I'm never
going
to agree with you. I am
I'm
never going
you,
to agree with you.
No, I'm telling you, I can take potatoes and wrap them in bacon and make them better. I can take cauliflower, wrap it in bacon, make it better. I can take crab and put bacon bits in it and make it better. I can take deer and wrap it in bacon, but you don't taste the bacon because I don't put like 5 pounds of bacon. I put just enough to give it a little seasoning. This is why I wanted to talk about this tonight. You have this thing where you think I'm overdoing it with bacon.
Yes, because there's also a thing called fat on the bacon. And when you put bacon in a crock pot and you don't render out the fat, there's fat.
True.
So there are ways to use bacon and there are ways not to use bacon.
I don't know. I just think it's a seasoning. I don't use it as it's not the main ingredient. It's the seasoning that brings out the best in whatever it is that you're cooking. Anyway.
When you use bacon in everything you cook, it's the main ingredient.
No,
okay?
It's not.
And you know what? This is going to be like the olive oil argument. One of us is going to win, one of us is going to lose, or neither of us are going to win or lose.
All right, well, okay, I'll just go ahead and solve this. Laurie's the judge. Laurie, who won that argument about olive oil?
Laurie lives with you.
She's not an impartial
judge.
Yes.
Nobody
won
the olive oil.
I did.
I don't remember anybody winning the olive oil. I don't.
You know what? You know what? I don't care. You win everything, all right? I don't care. You win everything. You win. You want to, whatever it is, you win.
Whatever
it makes
you happy.
Whatever it is, you win. Whatever makes you happy. You want to drink big kahuna. You want to eat bacon 24/7. You want to drink olive oil. Whatever it is. I'm happy for you. You win.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Can we talk food news now instead of bacon?
Yes, I got a couple of food news items. Even though bacon is the best. Okay, Buffalo Wild Wings. Have you ever eaten a Buffalo Wild Wings, Brian?
Not really.
Not really. No, I haven't. Or not really. Never have.
Not really. Meaning not really interested at all. Not my thing. I don't need to go to a restaurant that's got 3,000 televisions all playing a different college football game.
Yep.
Anyway,
I mean, for what?
Wild I've been there a couple of times. I haven't been there that often. But Buffalo Wild Wings is starting to offer a new wing sauce that tastes, you're going to love this, Brian, that tastes like Mountain Dew. It's called Zesty.
I thought
Sugar.
You were going to say it tastes like bacon.
No, it tastes like Mountain Dew, and it's the taste of Mountain Dew infused in with the wings and also with lemongrass, which cracks me up. Mountain Dew and lemongrass just makes me laugh. And spicy red peppers. And starting this Monday through January 2nd, because of the Fiesta Bowl, you can go to Buffalo Wild Wings and get this Zesty Citrus / Mountain Dew Buffalo Wild Wings. I know Brian's going to be running there.
One of the places I'm running to.
Okay.
Not happening.
One. This one I like too. KFC in November started delivering buckets of fried chicken in what even cracks me up, in Los Angeles and San Francisco. Of all the places to choose to start your delivery service, I don't know, Los Angeles and San Francisco seems like the wrong area for KFC, but anyway, they will also be starting later this year in Houston, and you have to order it through a company called DoorDash.com. Get this, the delivery fee is $4.99 to $6.99, but the cool thing is the KFC bucket of chicken, they say it's perfect for deliveries and stays warm, so they think this is going to be a big hit. Would you order a bucket of chicken from KFC, Brian?
And pay that much money to deliver it?
Yeah.
No, first of all, you know I don't like KFC.
I know.
And second of all, I hate any of these pay services that, you know, it's like I was just having this conversation with my wife. We were going online to buy a gift certificate for her folks for Christmas at this restaurant. And you can't use a credit card. Well, you can use a credit card, but they don't have a direct link. You have to go through PayPal, which means you have to open up a PayPal account. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to do that. Crap.
Wait, at some point in my life,
I'm not going to be able to do anything but online, and, you know, my life is going to be linked to some number. It's like, why would I order chicken and have to go through a pay service to have
PayPal
it delivered?
Wait, you don't have a PayPal account?
No. And I hope I never have to have one.
Laurie, do you have a PayPal account?
Yes, I do.
I do, too. Brian, catch up with the 21st century. PayPal has, like, been around, what, since 19...
No, well, Laurie has to have a PayPal account because she has books that she's selling. It's
a little different.
No. She did eBay. I mean, how do you think she bought her chandeliers? She bought them through PayPal, didn't you, Laurie?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sorry. I won't do it.
All right. I knew you were going to go off on that. This is why I brought this up, because I think it's funny. Chipotle, you know your buddies at Chipotle? They have a home delivery service, too. It goes through a company called Plate Mates. You ever heard of Plate Mates?
Yeah, their home delivery services goes through the company called E. coli.
Hey, and by the way, speaking of that, this is not funny, but in a way it is. If you listened to our show 3 or 4 months ago, I mentioned this the other day, I think our last show. First of all, and here we go, Laurie, McDonald's. McDonald's stock has gone up 23% since I suggested it 3 months ago. But I was thinking about this, Brian. Do you think because of all Chipotle E. coli issues that maybe the people who used to shop and eat at Chipotle are now going to McDonald's, and that's why McDonald's stock is going up?
I don't know. I think maybe because so many of those are sucking so bad, they're just sort of going to McDonald's again.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't, you know, I haven't a clue. I know that, you know, they're still, Chipotle is still in trouble because they're finding cases that they don't know whether they're linked or not, but they're finding cases all over the place now of E. coli. And, you know, they're loosely linking things to people. Like, there was a whole, like, a group of athletes for some college team that they had all gone to Chipotle,
Boston.
And then they were all sick. But they don't
Boston
know
college.
Whether they got sick there or they got sick in their college cafeteria, you know. But, you know, it's just a lot of coincidences.
I think it's Boston College, and they say it's a norovirus, which a norovirus is actually like a virus like completely different than E. coli, that if you like are sick with a virus and you don't wash your hands. So maybe a worker there passed the norovirus onto these Boston College athletes. But, yeah, they got a lot of problems. I think they've shut down numerous more restaurants. So did you sell that stock, Brian?
No, we haven't sold it. I mean, look, we only had a few shares. And, you know, what are you going to do? When you play the stock market, you know, there are times when you're going to lose.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Did you buy McDonald's stock?
You're so hot on the fact that McDonald's has risen ever since you announced things about McDonald's. So did you buy McDonald's stock?
I don't have any money, so I can't buy any McDonald's stock. But if you had listened to me, you're up 23%. What, Laurie?
Be talking about McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, no. Our neighbor says we talk about McDonald's too much, but it is mm-hmm. weird. Ever since we started talking about them, their stock has gone through the roof, so they're at the highest level they've ever been. So I don't know if
tell
it's
your us, neighbor to call doing. The show, and then she can formally complain to all of us about what we speak about on the air. And she can also make suggestions. I know, but that she can make suggestions. We're open to suggestions.
They are big in the food world, so it's like we have to talk about them. It's like we don't always talk about Starbucks. Speaking of that, Brian, do you like Starbucks?
Oh, come on, you know I hate Starbucks. I hate everything about Starbucks. It's burnt coffee. And it's one of those big corporations that, you know, I hate. Well, I hate corporate America, so there. There, you have it. I said it.
Speaking of that, I
see all the friends unfriending me now on Facebook as we speak.
I went to Dunkin' Donuts. Let's see, what day was that? Is that yesterday? Yeah, yesterday. And, I don't get this. This is another food news story. Okay, they had Dunkin' Donuts coffee, 3 pounds for $19.99, which is kind of expensive. But then they have these Keurig Dunkin' Donut pods.
Yeah, the Keurig pods. Yeah, everybody's making Keurig pods now.
Good Lord, have you priced these things out? They want... It comes out to be, I was standing in line waiting for our donuts, because Laurie likes bow tie donuts, and I was calculating in my head, it's like $9, if I did it right, it's like $9 a cup of coffee. Can that be right?
No. All right, first of all, if you buy any of the big name brand, you know, pods like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, any of those things, they can be expensive. And yes, the Keurig system is more expensive than you using your percolator and buying your $2 can of Folgers coffee. We do it because it's convenient. We don't drink a lot of coffee. My wife drinks more of it than I do. And you stick a pod in and you make a cup of coffee. What we do is we buy it in places like Big Lots and the Christmas Tree Store and places that have the pods for under 50 cents a pod. So it's 50 cents a cup of coffee. I look at it as if I went out and bought the cup of coffee, it would cost me $2 somewhere.
True.
So
true.
The coffee is only 50 cents at home.
True. Okay.
So we try to, you know, but if you go and pay premium, yeah, you could pay up to as much as $1 a pod for coffee.
Well, I must have miscalculated. So, I was standing in line waiting for Laurie's bow tie. We lost Laurie, by the way. I was waiting for her bow tie donuts, and I must have miscalculated. It came out to be like close to $9 a cup of coffee, so maybe I'm.
It must have been $9 for the box of pods.
No.
Do you know how many pods were in there?
That's the part I'm not sure of, because it was all covered up in, like, Christmas paper.
Oh. Because they package them in 12s and 18s, and then you have bigger boxes. So
I must have miscalculated. We lost Laurie, so I don't know if she's trying to call back in or she gave up. But anyway, Hey, did you have any dark side news you wanted to share?
I didn't do anything really dark this week that, you know, it hasn't been a repeat of something else. I think you caught wind of my burger that I had Thursday night that I kind of invented, which I know you said, where's the bacon? And, of course, you know, we got into this, where's the bacon? You know, not everything goes with bacon. I'm really honestly don't think pesto and bacon would go well together. But one of my customers who, you know, I've plugged before, it's called Mama Mia's in Shenandoah. When I go out to Shenandoah Valley, I usually make them my last stop because I've gotten to be good friends with these people. It's a place where I can sit and relax and chat for a while because, you know, it's a long day for me. So usually I have dinner there. And, you know, it's to the point where I don't order anything off the menu. They just say, what do you want? And I just tell them, you know, I make something up. And they had posted a picture of a burger, and I sent them a Facebook message saying, yeah, I'll have one, you know, I'll take one later. And then I sent them a text around 15 minutes before I got there, and I just said, medium rare, and I don't like American cheese.
All right, a lot of people listening to this show have no clue about your Facebook page, so tell everybody what you had on your burger.
Okay, so what I had on my burger is I basically took the ingredients of a caprese salad, which would be basil, tomato, and mozzarella.
Wait a minute, Brian. Welcome back, Laurie.
Thank you.
Laurie, I miss you. I have to spend 5 minutes with him alone.
I don't know what the heck is going on. I try to dial back in. It just keeps, like, calling. It's not, I don't know why my phone's acting like crazy here.
I think it's where you're sitting. But go ahead, Brian. So what's a caprese?
Caprese salad is basically tomato, basil, and mozzarella. All right.
Okay.
So instead of doing leaf basil, I said, okay, I want some pesto, which is made with basil and pine nuts and olive oil and garlic and all those good things. No bacon. And so I said, all right, I want pesto on the bun like you would put, you know, like a smear of mayonnaise or put ketchup on the bun. So we did pesto, fresh cucumber, red onion, mozzarella, tomatoes, and the burger. And basically, it kind of represents the way I make caprese salad at home because my wife doesn't eat the tomatoes, so she gets cucumbers. Hello?
You put cucumbers on there?
Yeah, I put cucumbers. They put them on for me, but, you know, we put fresh cucumber and the tomato and the red onion and the pesto on the bun. And it's absolutely delicious.
Well, you know, cucumber.
They show up as a lunch special there.
This is a newsflash for you. You know, cucumbers and pickles are the same, except one's pickled and one's not.
Why do I want the vinegar when I can have a fresh cucumber that has a beautiful taste of its own and it's very refreshing and cleansing rather than having a vinegary pickle?
Are they going to call this the Brian Burger now at that restaurant?
They may. I think we should. I told them they should call it the Caprese Burger a la Brian. And then they have permission to put it on their lunch specials. Anytime I go there, I'm always inventing a new dish, be it a burger or something with pasta or, you know. I'm sure if I wanted to, they would let me go into the kitchen and cook for myself. That's a tight kitchen, though. I wouldn't want to get in the way. Great restaurant, great food in Shenandoah, Virginia.
They must not have a lot of customers. They just...
No, actually, they're doing very good business now. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's good. Now, Laurie, did you have any food news you want to share with us?
I do. Last week I talked about like 100 of the foods, like healthiest foods and foods.
Oh, yeah.
Things, and you guys were laughing at me and picking on me. And I wasn't able to read, like, what they had to say after. So here we go.
Uh-oh.
The world's healthiest foods are the most nutrient-dense. Yes, the world's healthiest foods have been selected because they are among the richest sources of many of the essential nutrients needed for optimal health. They used a concept called nutrient density to determine which foods had the highest nutritional value. And by eating the world's healthiest foods, you get essential nutrients that you need for excellent health, including vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, fiber, and more for the least number of calories. The world's healthiest foods are whole foods. Healthiest foods are whole foods complete with all their rich natural endowment of nutrients. They have been highly processed, nor do they contain synthetic or artificial ingredients. The world's healthiest foods are familiar foods. Yes, everyday foods, which include fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and seeds, lean meats, fish, olive oil, herbs, and spices that are familiar to most people. I have to say one thing about nuts, and speaking of nuts, our neighbor makes these pecan nuts for Christmas. She uses like a sugar and water base, and then she takes the pecans and she bakes them and she mixes in the sugar and the water. And they are, it's so simple, yet they are to die for.
Have you ever had
over
those
bag of them?
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
I can eat those things like, you know, like I can eat pounds of them.
Like water. Like
yeah, I've had them. I mean, not hers, obviously, but I've had them with I've had something, you know, a little spicy, like a little cayenne or black pepper.
Oh,
in.
Just telling me that. You're so right, Brian. I was just saying you can make them spicy.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
It's even more addictive when they're spicy.
See, now I told her I wouldn't want them spicy. I told her I like them just the way they are.
That's fine for you. All I'm saying is that, like, for me, it's probably even more addictive when they're spicy.
Yeah.
Hey, Laurie, what did you say today when you drove up, when you guys drove up in the driveway? I was walking, the last 2 days a lady seen me with my wine glass in my hand. What did she call me, the man of the hour?
Man of the hour. She's just, you got to love him. He's always got a wine glass. Yesterday she pulled up. We went to some kind, we went to a house touring in the area, and we pulled up and Grill had wine. Today we went to had his wine. She was laughing.
You're breaking up.
Laurie's breaking up. Here we go again.
I'm breaking up. See,
it's where you're sitting. I told you.
And,
yeah.
You know, breaking up is hard to do.
Anyway, she called me.
Can you hear me now?
Hour. Yes, we hear you now. Every time she sees me, I have wine glass in my hand. But the one thing I don't like about your story, never did you mention bacon, Laurie.
Well, that's what I was waiting
for.
Where are all the helpful benefits?
Oh, God. They're talking about things that are readily available. If there are four, they did this survey that is like readily available, most affordable, what tastes the best. So I'm sorry, guys. It's just not, you know, your cup of tea.
Well, I
hey,
I
know
all.
Don't want to hear.
I saw something.
You know
what? At Save a Lot.
Wine is a lot more healthy.
No, it's not. I saw something at Save a Lot the other day, and folks, Save a Lot is my favorite store. If you notice, I go there more than Walmart now. Have you seen this sliced salt pork, Brian?
Salt pork? Yeah, I've used salt pork a lot.
Have you seen the sliced salt pork? It's like bacon, but it's better.
No, actually, I've had it. I've gotten it where it's sliced. It's actually from the jowl, from the cheek.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna ask.
Rather than the belly.
Is that what it is? Is it jowl meat?
Yeah, and it probably, and the salt pork usually has very little, like a little a little like stripe of meat going through it, and the
yes.
rest is all fat. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's in fact, I got just the other day sliced jowl that was smoked, which is
oh.
not
oh, really?
Salt pork. Yeah, I just tried it for the first time because usually I get a piece of jowl that's smoked and it has the you know it has the outer skin on it, and this was like skin off, and it was kind of molded in a sort of shape, and it was all sliced, ready to go. I had it in my potatoes yesterday. It was actually really good.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Why,
I mean,
why,
I use salt pork all the time.
Oh, that's
Laurie, have you had salt pork, Laurie?
No, I haven't. As a matter of fact, I don't think I ever did.
All right, I'm getting some that save a lot because it was really cheap, and I'm going to cook you some collard greens and some potatoes with salt pork. Oh, my God. It's like thick bacon.
Yeah,
and
you don't,
more
and you don't need
bacon.
A lot. You don't need a
no,
lot.
Don't.
And the thing about the jowl is the fat in the cheek melts really nicely. And it's just not as heavy as bacon fat is.
Huh. No, I've never had it.
It's really good. Now, the salt pork is not smoky, though. It's just cured.
Sure.
But if you want the smoked, you have to get the smoked pork, what they call smoked jowl. You know, you can find it Smithfield, you know, brand, what's that other one, Guatani, which is, isn't that like the parent company of Smithfield?
Guatani, yeah, they're owned by
Smithfield. Yeah, Guatani, yeah.
All right, Laurie, will you finish with your story? I didn't want to interrupt you, but I got sidetracked on salt pork.
Well, also it says that the world's healthiest foods have to taste good. So, they're also some of the world's best-tasting foods, and we have created recipes using the world's healthiest foods that do not overpower but enhance the unique flavor of each food, and each recipe provides a flavor adventure so you can discover new ways to experience and enjoy the great natural taste of all the foods I had mentioned last week. That's how they judge the foods. It's not just, you know, it has to be like easy, accessible, affordable, it tastes good. So,
well, see, bacon fits all those categories, and I don't know why it's not there.
Well, bacon wasn't on it. Sorry.
Well, yeah. Oh, newsflash, our good friend Mr. Bill just said salt pork, ? Of course, we all use for green beans and such out here in Cali. So he is approving the use of salt pork.
There you go. My grandmother used it all the time. Well, believe it or not, we're almost out of time. I cannot believe this. We are down to our last 6 minutes. I just want to make an announcement that, let's see, we will be here next week, but the week of Christmas we will not be here. We're not going to be, what is that, the 27th, not having a show, or the week after, Ryan. I don't know what you're going to do for 2 weeks. But we're not going to have a radio show.
I'll have to find another
weeks.
Show to occupy my time. I'm sure there's someone out there that wants the wine bar.
No, Christmas and New Year's, people are busy. They have things to do, and it's a nice time to take a break.
So the 27th, I don't know what it is, but January, whatever that date is, January the 1, 2,
second.
The 3rd, we're not going to be on either one
the
of those
third,
days.
Second,
but. You can always listen to our replays. It's real simple. Just go to greatideasradio.com. You can hear our replays, and I'm sure you want to rush to hear the replay of the night show. And we will be here next
week. I'm going to rush to hear it.
I bet you will.
I think it was riveting.
Mr. Bill's probably rushing because we mentioned him, so he wants to rush and hear that too, I'm sure.
Right. It's
the
name on the air.
Anything else?
Hey, I got a question.
What? Oh, good. Okay, what?
I got a question.
What?
You got to tell me what you thought of the rest of the wines I brought you.
Oh, they were excellent.
I need an evaluation.
Okay, evaluation. Here they are. Very good. The only one I didn't like. What was that one I didn't like, Laurie?
the Chupa something,
yeah.
Chupacabra.
The Chupacabra
yeah.
from New Mexico.
Chupacabra.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. By the way, isn't that the same name as goat? Is that the name of? Isn't that the Mexican
well,
name
of
goat?
It's a mythical. It's a mythical like beast, blood sucking goat thing. You know. Yes,
I thought so.
Chupacabra is a mythical character.
Okay, so we didn't really like the goat wine, but the rest of it was very
the
good.
The goat wine.
What was that wine?
But you
liked
the Pinotage, which I was
impressed
with. Yeah,
we did. We loved it. We did.
Yeah,
and the other
good.
One was fabulous. The Spanish.
Because I brought you a lot of wines that were what I thought were going to be way outside of your comfort zone.
No, believe
so,
it or not, we do.
So you're improving.
Have, what's that word
you're
you
improving.
Use? What's that word you use, Laurie? Our, our palate. We do have a palate.
Your
do
palates.
Have a,
your
a palate.
Palates are. Yes.
A
your
refined
palates are changing.
Refined.
Your palates are changing.
We do have refined.
I won't say refined yet. I won't say refined yet, but they're changing.
By the way, on a side note, just so you know, you may know this because you are a wine czar. Oh, that's something I wanted to ask you too, real quick. By the way, Pinotage is a big grape in Maryland. They're having a lot of luck in competition with Pinotage. But I got a real quick question for you, Mr. Wine Czar. Do you know where the rootstock for most U.S. wines comes from?
The rootstock
yeah.
or the vine?
The rootstock.
Well, a lot of the rootstock was here because we actually gave rootstock and cuttings to Europe after they were destroyed by the
yeah.
vineyards were destroyed by a disease called phylloxera. Right?
Correct.
And a lot of stuff came from the eastern coast, like New York, Finger Lakes.
You know where most of it came from?
I have to say a lot of it came from the eastern shore. You know,
no, actually,
the east
no,
coast.
Actually, you are right, but the majority came from a Mustang wine, a Mustang grape, and believe it or not, it came from Texas. And there's a guy in
Texas
who basically... Yeah, who basically saved
yeah.
the European wine industry. We'll get into this on another show because we're almost out of time. But, yeah, I was reading up on wine and rootstocks, and it's pretty interesting. But a lot of the European wines are based on a Texas rootstock from a Mustang grape, a wild Mustang grape. But anyway, we'll talk about that some other time, but pretty cool. And you were right on the money. You are the wine czar.
Yeah. He is the wine czar.
All right, we got to go. 1:20. Thank you for joining us each and every Sunday. We'll see you next Sunday. And get ready. Christmas is almost here. And everyone have a nice week.
Yeah, and next time we're on, it'll be New Year's. And I'm actually going to have, by then I will know for sure, I will have some very interesting news to report.
No, we'll be on next week.
Next week we're going to be on the 20th. Not.
Oh,
New
right,
year.
Right. Next week we will be on. Well, maybe I'll
yes,
report right. then, but I might not know then. So.
You're a wine czar, but you don't listen. All right, we got to go. Santa Claus Boogie, we'll see you next week.
This podium is close to your radio. Tune it up good and loud. 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 Tune it up good and loud.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told there's something going on at the North Pole. Santa and his elves at a factory, dancing around the world's biggest Christmas tree. They're doing a Santa Claus boogie. It's a Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus. Uncle Henry's got a bad back. When he tries to walk, you hear him pop and crack. But at Christmas time, the spirit sets him free. He jumps and hollers doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. You gotta take some time to believe in Santa Claus.
Amen.
All right. talk dirty in a native tongue. You never seen nobody shake and shimmy like an Indian dancer doing the Santa Claus boogie. It's the Santa Claus boogie. Ronnie Gettman on the slide guitar. Boogie. Y'all believe in the Santa Claus boogie.